Baruch Hashem, I've made a lot of shiurim in my life, but this one is special. Explained in the past that the simcha of a shiurim is not that you finish. Ki lo alecha hamalacha ligmor. Person doesn't have to finish anything when it comes to Yiddishkeit. You just have to put in the hishtadlus, have to put in the effort. Finishing is not a value to itself. But there are other benefits of what a siyum means. First of all, a siyum represents the fact that you completed something. That you finished, but you see something complete. And when you see a complete picture, you appreciate things a lot more than when you see a fragmented picture. And therefore, when a person learns something and he doesn't see the whole picture of what he learned, it's not messiahing. The word siyum also means to identify, to quantify. Gemara says in Bava Basra that when you sell a field and you write a shtar, tzorich l'sayeh metronohi, you have to identify the gvulos, the borders of the field in the shtar. So the word l'sayeh doesn't necessarily mean to finish, it means to identify. It means to make something clear what the parameters of something are. When you learn something and you don't finish it, you don't see the whole picture, you don't really understand what you learned. When you see the entire gamut of what it includes, and you see the whole picture, you understand every piece of it better. So a siyum is like relearning every part of it when you see the whole picture. It's one mila of a siyum. Another mila of a siyum is the idea of milui hatafkid. You brought something to a conclusion, you saw it through to its end. Hamaskul b'mitzvah omrim lo gemor. It's not again that you finished, but that you completed something and you see something complete. In Avodas Hashem, it's not how much you do, but it's how sholem it is, how perfect it is. The proof to that is that if you have a bris challah that's 2 meters long, but it's cut off at the end, and you have a little roll that's just a kazayis, but it's whole, and the shayla is which one you make a motzi on. You want to eat from both of them. Shayla is which one to make the motzi. The halacha is you make the motzi on the sholem, not on the gadol. In Avodas Hashem, it doesn't make a difference how much, but how perfect. Something's complete and it's perfect, and therefore a person starts something, he doesn't finish it, he didn't complete it, there's something missing from the completion. And that also represents the idea of ikviut, consistency. You see something through, you don't start it and finish and stop, but you see it through to the end. And again, the simcha is not that you finished, but that you were consistent. You saw it through to the end, you didn't stop in the middle. All of those things are milas of what a siyum is, not the celebration of finishing, but the celebration of consistency, the celebration of shlemus, and the celebration of being able to see a whole picture and not a fragmented picture. Before we started Yevamos, there was a very big question whether we should continue with Yevamos or not. Even though that was the next Masechta in the order of Shas, we finished Moed. Shaila was, should we start Yevamos or not? Yevamos is one of the 3 Masechtas that is Rosh Tevel's Ani, Erevin, and the Nozir, and Yevamos. It's a difficult Masechta. Probably the most difficult Masechta, even though any Masechta can be difficult, and if you learn it Shitri is any Masechta will be easy too. But Yevamos is difficult even if you learn it surface wise. And there were those that said that they just can't do it, and we should skip it and go on to something else. And even though I recognize the fact that for Yechidim, yeah, maybe there's a Cheshbon that somebody just pushed it, could not learn Yevamos. So they took a vacation from the Shir during the time of Yevamos. For a Cheshbon, for Yechidim, I understand. But a Cheshbon for a Tzibur, the Tzibur is learning to skip a Masechta. The Gemara says in Erevin that a person who says Shmua Zu Noah, Shmua Zu Eino Noah, is not a positive thing. We'll just leave off what the Gemara says about it, but it's not positive at all. So for a Tzibur to skip a Masechta, that's a little difficult, it wasn't the proper thing to do. So I was a little bit concerned that we're going to start Yevamos and I'm going to be the only one there. Maybe Rav Aaron would be there with me. But otherwise people are going to run away. And Baruch Hashem, we had a nice, very nice size shir, and we may have not learned an Amud Yomi, maybe sometimes a few Shuros Yomi, but Lamaisa, over the amount of time it took us, I don't remember how long, Ellie knew how long it would take us?
14 months.
Not a long time. We finished Yevamos. And we finished it in a way that at least I know it a lot better than I did before we started, and I'm sure that everybody else also. Knows it a lot better. And we fulfilled all of these things of a siyum. We completed something, we saw the shlemus, and we were consistent, we didn't give up in the middle. And that makes it a very, very special, special siyum. In that respect, this evening, which we had a siyum on Seder Zeroyim, I also attend the Mishneh Yomi Shir as a spectator most of the time. Baruch Hashem, I don't have to give that Shir. There are very fine Magide Shir. The only problem is that I'm a month ahead, so I'm usually not following the Shir itself, but learning the two Mishnayos that you're going to learn in a month. But still, I'm there by the shir. I hear what's going on pretty much, and so it's a siyum for me also on Seder Zeroyim, even though I just started Erevin tonight. In a month you'll get to Erevin also. So Lamaisa, that's also a simcha, and Zeroyim is a haschola. It's a beginning. You plant a seed, like Raphael said, you begin something new. And part of the union of a siyum is that it affords you the chance to start something new. You finish, now you can start. And there's something special about starting, because kol hascholos koshos. And koshos does not necessarily mean that it's difficult, but it means that it's strong. When you have to start something, you get siyata dishmaya, and the beginnings are very much stronger than the continuation many times. Get a special siyata d'shmaya by beginning something, and therefore what's it called, Zeroyim represents a beginning, and a siyum also represents, if you don't finish you can't start. So once you finish something you have a chance to have a new start. And Yevamos also represents a start, also Raphael mentioned, a different kind of start. You finish a tkufa and you could give up, and the Torah says don't give up, start again. Imamshik, Yibu, is a beginning from a failed start. So both of these siyumim represent the idea of not giving up, of putting in a lot of effort in starting something new and seeing it through to completion and seeing that shlemus. And all of that applies very much so to the other simcha tonight, of the siyum of 30 years of Moshav Matityahu. Says Ben Shloshim Lekoach. First of all, that has a very interesting significance to me, because I'm here 28 years, so here it's Ben Shloshim Lekoach. Right? It's 30 years, but for me it's Koach. It's only Kaf Ches. What's the meaning though, Ben Shloshim Lekoach? That a person has a time when he has to put in a tremendous amount of effort and he has the strength to do it. Torah is mateshes kocho shalada. A person reaches 30, has a lot of Torah behind him, he's weak. He needs to put in extra effort to be able to deal with the Yetzer Hara that comes from the kochos on the outside that would want to stop a person from being able to be successful. You need a lot of koach. And here also, Baruch Hashem, people have put in a tremendous amount of Mesiras Nefesh from the beginning of the Yishuv till today. And all different kufas have gone on with Moshav Shitufi and then not Shitufi and this group that came into the Moshav and this group that left the Moshav and this group that new people that came and people that left and many Tahapuchos in Moshav Matityah. And Baruch Hashem, as Shmuel said, we have many kochos on the outside that we have to deal with that would like to thwart the growth of the Yishuv, to say the least. And many kochos on the inside, unfortunately, of the Yetzer Haras that would thwart the hitkadmut of the Yishuv. So we need a lot of koach. But Baruch Hashem, the place has a tremendous amount of potential. And we hope that with everybody's help and with everybody's unique contributions, we'll be able to bring out all of the kochos that the Yishuv has, all the many kochos and kishronos and abilities and capabilities that Moshav Matityahu can grow into a real Mokum Torah. Baruch Hashem, it's on the way. And it has many people from the inside and the outside that are willing to help, and with the help of all the people here and all the new people that are coming and all of the situations, a new situation of how to blend together all of the different kochos that the Moshav contains, and to still keep the flavor of what Moshav Matityahu has to offer to the Torah world, at the same time to blend in new kochos and the younger kochos or whatever. And Yitz Hashem will see a new beginning, a siyum that's not an end, but a siyum that gives a chance for more shleimus and more haschalos kashos that will be strong and effective. And the Yitz Hashem, we should go mechayel el chayel, a special yasher koach to the women, because without the women on the Moshav, who are a koach, more or less behind the scenes, nothing would ever get accomplished over here. And the women who are the inspiration to their husbands, and the inspiration to the Yishuv, and the backbone of a lot of the chesed, and tfilos, and avoda that goes on over here, all of the Torah that goes on, is in the schus of those noshim tzikonios. So it's Hashem, the men and women, the younger generation, the older generation, the middle generation, the children here in Yitz Hashem, also everybody together with an achdus. That's the most important thing. That people feel an achdus, and everybody feels a responsibility and also the benefit that they'll get from that shituf pula, from that teamwork. And Yitz Hashem, we should go Michael El Choyel, and to become an even greater Mokum Torah, in order that we should be able to be proud to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Mehera V'Yameinu.